Hey, this is Els Bailey. You're listening to Sound and Country Vision on Siren Radio.
Welcome to the 19th edition of Sound and Country Vision. That was Chloe Rose in the back there with Lungs, her brand new single. And I'm so excited to say she is in the studio with us now. Hello, Chloe.
Hello.
Now, that is one fantastic track, and I think we all agree here in the studio. Talk to us a bit about it. What is it about? Because it's quite different to your other songs, isn't it?
Yeah. The track itself, it was co-written with myself and Gary Clark. You might have heard him on the years ago. He was in a band called Danny Wilson,
yeah.
An 80s band, and
fantastic.
The song he did, the hit song Mary's Bread, oh, it's amazing. And also just to work with him was just incredible.
Yeah.
Being unsigned as well, and we kind of came up with this idea that basically he played the piano and was fiddling around with that, and I was coming up with the melody, and then we came up with the words afterwards, and we sort of felt like, should it be about a relationship where you're sort of trapped and you're confined and you're ready to break out, you know, this darkness, though it sounds dramatic, and so that's how it happened, and it's poppy, it's edgy, it's totally different to my other music.
Ever since I've listened to it, it's been in my head. Hannah, I mean, what do you think?
I absolutely love it. It's very true. It's very unique as well with the breaths that you take that break up the song. Off the top of my head, I don't know lots of songs, but I know a fair few, but I don't know any others that have that sort of uniqueness that you've got in that song there, which makes it very different.
Oh, thank you.
That breathiness, how do you do that? I was sitting here thinking, how do you, I mean, is there effects on that or is that you? Are you
I don't even know myself. I think like I would breathe and, you know, and do all that. And then, cause Gary, he produced the track, put the music together as such, and he would sort of assemble where the breaths are going to go as well, you know, and put it through left, like stereo, but it's left and right. So it gives that effect that you're all around the room and it's quirky and it's a bit crazy.
Now that single is out now, isn't it?
Yes.
You get it everywhere. Spotify.
Yeah.
iTunes, absolutely everywhere. But other than that, you've just been busy. Gosh, I mean, Miss Lincolnshire, you've got that title, haven't you?
I can't believe it.
I know. Just talk to us a bit about that. How did you get into that?
Yes. Well, basically it all started about a year ago. When I'd competed in Miss British Isles competition, and I never even thought I'd get in that, but someone scouted me and I thought, as well as being an actress and a singer, I love being on stage, and I thought, well, I'll give it a go down the catwalk, you know. And I was representing Grimsby then, and then I found out about the Miss Great Britain competition this year, and I thought, I'll just try it because there's a talent section. And then the next minute I know, I've applied, I put my photos together and sent a big write-up, and they sent back saying you've been shortlisted as Miss Lincolnshire and would you like to send some more additional information? And so they sent off, got to know me, and then they said we'd like you to be Miss Lincolnshire, and it was like, wow, you know, competing in Miss Great Britain sounds
crazy. I mean, you're wearing your sash now, it's beautiful,
sparkly blue.
I mean, you love red, don't you? Your colour's red, which they kind of go together, the two. Very English, actually, the white, the blue and the red. There you go. And aren't you also up for Miss Great Britain?
Yes, it's Miss Lincolnshire, it's like the same competition,
right?
So there'll be 50 girls all over the country, and say like there'll be Miss Lincoln, Miss Grimsby, but I'm doing the sort of the regional title as Lincolnshire, and so all these girls will be competing against each other as well, and it's in the Great Britain one, so wow.
And you say within that you do a lot of work for charity as well, and that's something that you're really interested in and helping with.
Yeah, the charity that I will be raising a lot of funds for is Global Make Some Noise, and that is all about helping children that suffer from disability and illness. So I'm really hoping that I can raise as much as possible to benefit this charity. So hopefully that's what I'm going to do. Fingers crossed.
Have you got any questions for Chloe, Hannah, anything regarding that?
I'm just saying, you're living a very hectic life at the moment with new singles and Miss Lincolnshire. And like I say, I just wish you the best of luck with it all. And you never know, maybe we'll speak to you in the future as Miss Great Britain.
Wow. Oh, gosh. You never know. Yes.
Now, we are for a treat later. Chloe is going to perform for us near the end of the show. But we have got a jam-packed show as well. Coming up is Els Bailey, an interview with her from Her Geek in Saltburn. But before that, we're going to listen to her song Howling Wolf. Muddy was a singer, he always sang the blues. Walter was the harpist, he had nothing to lose. Willie was the bassman, wrote those famous tunes, but I smoke stacks in the backyard, howling at the moon. Wow, woo, wow, woo, howl. If I was a lady with a smoky kind of a voice, the kind that makes the man feel like he don't have a choice. Chessmen played the piano. Empire. That Els Bailey is in Saltburn, and she's here with me now.
Hello.
Hello. How are you? How's the journey down?
Yeah, well, journey up.
Oh, journey up. Yeah, up.
It's so funny because, like, we do lots of driving, and I don't think twice about heading on down to Europe, even though it's sort of 15 hours. But going up north,
going up.
It's like you're going uphill, isn't it?
Right.
So
up,
say yeah. It's easier to sort of go to Europe because you're going downhill. It must be a psychological thing. And the van's not happy.
And the van, no, I've heard. It's a bit poorly, isn't it? But yeah. It keeps going for you.
Tour life.
Definitely. So is this your first time in Saltburn?
This is my first time in Saltburn. I did play a tiny gig in October in Stockton-on-Tees.
Oh, okay.
Eagles Cliff.
Oh, Eagles Cliff.
Yeah, so I was there.
Okay, then. So tell me a bit about the night. What have we got in store? Playing a bit of mix. Have you got any new material? Or
yeah, so I've just been working on my new record, which should be out later in the year. So we're going to be introducing some new songs from that, obviously playing some old favourites.
Yep.
And we've got a couple of covers as well.
Oh,
so
brilliant.
Basically, I don't do many covers unless... like they're my favourite songs.
Looking forward to that then,
yeah.
Definitely. Oh, okay, so you've got obviously all of your merchandise here. Have you got anything new in there? What have you got with you?
So I've got CDs, vinyls, I've got all of my records on CD. We do have like the Live at Little Rabbit Barn, that's a new EP that was sort of like secretly released back in March.
Yeah.
With the venue Little Rabbit Barn. They're a really nice venue. Near Colchester. Yeah, it's a house concert actually, so it's a really nice sort of piece of work. I'm really, really pleased with it. And
a lot of
t-shirts. I'm actually wearing one of them right now.
Oh wow.
Because I love my merch so much, I wear it.
Who designs them then?
So this is my best friend BB. She's a designer in London, and she designed three for me as a present for the deluxe album.
Okay.
And so I've had the Howlin' Wolf ones for a while, but I'm just getting the Let Me Hear You Scream ones, and they come on Thursday.
This
so they haven't
really
made
lovely.
It yet. Yeah. So they're super cool. You can't see them, but I think they're cool.
Leanie Jane, do you have any questions?
Oh, I could always shoot a million, but I know you've got to get ready for your show, but it's just so nice to stand here and have a few minutes with you, yes. So how many T-shirts... different designs are we going to see coming out in the future then?
So I've currently got four, but two are going into retirement.
Oh.
So I've got just sort of like really random sizes left, and I'm not going to reprint those up.
Right.
Currently it will be the Let Me Hear You Screams coming, and someone has said they want to design me some more for the next record, so we'll see.
So we can get those from, presumably from your website, we could order them if we wanted to.
Yep, just elsbailey.com.
Yeah, as well as your vinyls, I heard you say as well.
But yeah.
They're very popular now, aren't they? Everybody's bringing out the vinyls. So that's nice to hear that you've got things out on vinyls rather than just CD.
Yeah.
So that's absolutely fantastic because everybody's bringing out their old record players, aren't they?
They are. So it is the cool thing to do now,
very cool, yeah, absolutely. That's the thing.
So where are you going after this, after Saltburn?
So I'm actually back down to Bristol.
Okay, hometown.
Yeah, if we make it. We'll either drive there or we'll be recovered there.
Oh.
And then we're actually back up north the next day to Curtin in Lindsay.
Oh, wow.
Which is an Americana venue called Town Hall Live. That's in Lincoln,
Lincolnshire.
And then down sort of Nottingham way. And then I fly back to Nashville for 8 days.
Wow.
And then fly back home and we go to Holland.
Wow, so busy, busy, busy. And you're learning a lot of new places then around the country.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I better let you get on. I'm sure you've got your rehearsals and setting up to do. So good luck with the show.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Oh, I go on too many days, but that don't make him stay. That's what people say. That's the same. But I keep cruising. I can't stop. I won't stop moving. It's like I got this music in my mind saying it's gonna be alright. Cause the player gonna play and play, play. And the hater gonna hate, hate. But baby, I'm just gonna shake it, shake it out, shake. Oh, I'm breaking, gonna break, 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 and the fake are gonna fake. But I'm just gonna shake, oh, shake it off. I never miss a beat. You know I'm lightning on my feet. That's what they don't see.
Don't nobody see.
Nothing.
That's the brilliant Els Bailey. I did get to see her a couple of weeks ago in Saltburn. You just heard the interview there. What do you make of her, Chloe?
Oh, she's absolutely fantastic. Such a bluesy voice. You know, it's effortless when she sings, and her songwriting's amazing. I've heard her music a few times on the show as well that you've played, and yeah, she's great.
Hannah, your thoughts?
Oh, I did enjoy it. The cover of Shake It Off, it's not what I was expecting, but it was a really good cover. It doesn't make you think of the original song, which is, I think, is quite good. You don't think of the original when you're listening to it, which is very unique for covers.
It sounds like an original, doesn't it? Yeah.
She put her own sound into it very well there.
Funnily enough, when my mum first heard it, she was like, I know that song. And she thought, oh God, Elsa's copied it. But she hadn't, of course, it's a cover.
Yeah.
So yeah, she's made it her own. And yeah, absolutely, absolutely brilliant. Maybe there could be a collaboration there, Chloe.
Maybe, that would be amazing.
You know, you could get your blues on.
Oh, I'd love to.
Now, next up, we've got an interview with The Rising.
Sound and Country Vision with Tessa Snart and Ellis Bailey, a whole new dimension of musical bliss for Siren Radio and Southside Broadcasting.podbean.com.
Hey, this is Els Bailey. You're listening to Sound and Country Vision on Siren Radio.
And it's the return of two members of the awesome country pop band The Rising, Chris Logan and Chantelle McAteer. Welcome back to the show.
Hello, it's great to be back.
Right.
How are you guys?
We are very happy. Very happy.
Now, you've been very busy since you last made sort of an appearance on the show. You've got a new single out called Rebound. Why don't we start off by you telling us a little bit about it?
Yeah, well, you know, it's been a while since we've sort of been, you know, on the scene for a while. Various different reasons have sort of put us out of action for a wee bit. So all of our previous singles have been very sort of pop-orientated, you know, very happy-go-lucky type of affairs. And we decided that we wanted to bring out a whole new different side of us that people may not have heard before. So we had written this ballad and we wanted to release that as an introduction to the whole new sound.
Okay. We're going to take a listen to it in one moment. But you've actually released the music video already. Just set the scene for us and the listeners before we play the song.
The music video revolves around me potentially being in a relationship and running back after it breaks up to another person, and I'm narrating the story from our very hometown, the River Lagan, in Belfast, and we, you know, all of the band take little segments throughout the video, and we all come together, and it's all really nice and kind of sad as well.
I have had a watch, and it's beautiful where you have filmed the music video. So yeah, well, let's take a listen then to Rebound by The Rising on Sound and Country Vision.
Straight along the coast, I found myself a dry house with no wind.
absolutely brilliant. I love that instrumental in that song as well. The music's brilliant.
Yeah, I got a chance to show off. Yeah.
Chris, you're on the keys, aren't you? I think we can see you there in the music video. We've just had it up, actually, while the song's been playing.
Yeah, basically, yeah, that's a rare occasion. Yeah, it was written on piano first, and then we brought the rest of them in, so yeah, so... I think I'm going to keep in the keys actually on that one.
Now, that'll be your first single on the new album, Moving On, I believe. Is that right?
Yeah, yep. Yeah, it's the first release from the album. The album was actually delayed. The last single, Last First Love, was supposed to have been the first single. But I ended up getting involved in a bus accident, and, you know, I was run over by a bus. So
that put my goodness.
Yeah, that put me out of action for a long, long time.
Yeah, we've had that. Yeah. Brian has had a little baby boy in this time as well.
So congratulations. Wow.
We've all been pretty busy, and the album is finally coming out, and it's very exciting.
Have you got a release date?
Yes, we do. The actual album will be out on the 3rd of August, and we're actually lucky enough to have the album coming out on vinyl this time, so we're really excited about that.
Oh yeah, that would be really good. Now, you're also playing some festivals, gigs, aren't you? There's one in September, the Millport Country Festival.
Yes, we are playing Millport, and we're so excited because it's reaching a fan base that we've never been before, I don't think.
No,
us have been, so that's going to be really exciting, and there's tour plans being written up as we speak, but they're under wraps for now.
I mean, the Millport Country Festival, there's an amazing lineup, isn't there? I think there's about 50 acts I read, so you're amongst some really good artists, and of course yourselves, so you must be excited about that.
Yeah, well, Millport Country Festival is sort of a legendary festival. It's been running for years, so that alone we're very excited to play it, but we saw the lineup, you know. You have so many acts that we like. You know, you've got the UK acts, you know, your Liv Austin and all those type of guys, but also the major acts they've got playing. I'm really excited to hear the Wandering Hearts are on, so really excited to hear them.
And it's quite nice to read that it is an independent festival, isn't it, for sort of independent artists?
Yeah, and that's it. You know, it's independently run by the people who run it, but it also really supports independent artists, which is great, because a lot of festivals just simply don't support them, you know, so it's great to have an outlet for that.
Okay then, well, it's been fantastic having you back on the show. Where can people go to download your new single, and obviously pre-order the album?
The single is available now on Spotify, iTunes, Amazon Music, Google Play Music. I think you can pre-order the album on iTunes now, and I think you get the single for free if you do so, which is a bit of a deal. You can also find us on YouTube at The Rising Music and The Rising Vivo, where you'll find all our videos, official audios coming out. And we have The Rising website, which is www.therisingmusic.com.
Okay. Well, thank you, guys, and we'll catch up again soon.
No worries, thanks for having us.
Staring at a fading photograph. leaves falling from the trees, nothing ever lasts. My reflection's in the window and I don't recognize it anymore. Am I just a ghost of the girl that I once was before? Oh, the nights we spent together are some of the best I've ever had. But it seems our future is built on grains of sand. An echo in an empty room is all that's become of you and me. And blank spaces on the walls where the pictures should be. So many things collected over time are all that I have left now that you're no longer mine. See that life in cardboard boxes strewn across the floor. I close the door on this old house. I don't recognize it anymore. No, I don't recognize you anymore. I don't recognize us anymore. I don't recognize us anymore. I don't recognize us anymore.
People We Used to Be by Els Bailey there. Now, obviously, we've just listened to an interview with the awesome Irish band The Rising. Chloe, what did you make of their new single, Rebound? I mean, there was a lot of piano in there. You play, don't you?
Yeah, I thought it was great. Really loved listening to it. It was very nice to listen to.
And Hannah as well, because we've got you in the studio. I haven't actually introduced you yet, but we've got the lovely Hannah.
Hello.
She's a very good friend of mine, and she's sitting in with us. What did you make of Rebound, if you did catch a glimpse?
I did. I really enjoyed it. I think it's one I think I might add to my summer playlist to play over the summer. It's a good song.
Fantastic. Now, Chloe, you've got a little announcement, haven't you, for your sister?
Yes. Well, my sister, she's been pregnant for a few weeks. Well, quite a long. 14 weeks now? And she's having a baby girl, so it's quite exciting.
Yeah.
So,
woo. Oh, you'll be able to play to the little baby.
I will. Auntie Chloe now.
Auntie Chloe. Oh, no, it'll be fantastic. Now, anyway, Chloe's going to go and get herself ready anyway to perform her song. Do you want to introduce what you're going to be playing to us?
Yes, this is Golden Dreams.
Okay, and what is it about? Give us a little bit of background.
Well, actually, the track itself, which Hannah had mentioned before, that she could see it as like a Bond song. Yeah. And when I wrote it, it was for a theme song of Bond in mind. And also it's sort of about heartbreak again. Broken Promises, the song's about.
Yeah.
And thinking things aren't as they seem.
Oh.
Golden Dreams, it's not as it seems.
There you go. Well, if you go and get yourself set up, we'll listen to Dawson Rain's The Night Ain't Even Over Yet, and then we'll come in with you.
I stopped the flowers, picked them up just off the side of the road. Girl, I'm coming in hot, you pick the spot anywhere you wanna go. We got a clear sky above, one hell of a time waiting on us. Let's take it slow and steady, no need to rush, you ready. Kick your feet up lazy, hang them out the window, baby. Say now, baby, love on the edge like this, already falling in. I swear we thought we'd guess, and the night ain't even over yet. There's 100 places up ahead, if we keep on, we're bound to find. I drive in, take out,
little scene of ground beneath the pine. And we may just have to part, but still a few moments in the dark. Now we're rolling, let's take it slow and steady. No need to rush, you ready? I'll kick your feet up lazy, hang them out the window. Say now, maybe we love on the edge like this. Already falling in, that's where we thought we'd get. And the night ain't even over yet. If you get that feeling, and the feeling's getting stronger. Hang them out the window, baby. Just you and me flying down a gravel road, radio dialing. Getting midnight crazy. What you say now, maybe? We love on the edge like this. Already falling in. That's where we thought we'd get. And the night ain't even over. No, the night.
And as promised, here's Chloe Rose with her studio performance of Golden Dreams.
All the lost will be found. Sorrow pale will be bowed. Cracks unfold the darkest hour. Feel this love I used to hold. Oh, crashing through fall. The darkness I've seen, and all that you were, your bright, your lies, how I stood by your side, left your shadow behind. Go. Holding on to the love that's gone. Those golden dreams buried in the sand. All the fears they breathed, bled you dry. A fading truth, no regret. Broken thoughts that fill my head. But I saw you in my sleep. Yet I left you in my dreams. Oh, crashing through for. The darkness I've seen, and all that you were, your pride, your lies, how I stood by your side, left your shadow behind. Golden dreams at night, as it seems, when you're holding on to the love that's gone. All these golden dreams bear in the sand, all the fears they breathe, bled you dry. Yeah. Oh. 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 Golden dreams. Golden dreams. Stripped at the seams. All the lost will be found.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, and I was feeling near as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained, and rode us all the way to New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana. I was playing soft while Bobby sang the blues. Windshield wipers slapping time, I was holding Bobby's hand in mine. We sang every song that Javi knew. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, don't mean nothing, honey, if it ain't free. Yeah, feeling good was easy, love, when he sang the blues. You know, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby, yeah. From the Kentucky coal mine to the California sun, hey, Bobby shared the secrets of my soul. Through all kinds of weather, through everything we've done, your Bobby, baby, kept me from the whole world. One day of near Celine Sloan, I let him slip away. He's looking for that home, and I hope he finds it. But I train all of my tomorrows for one single yesterday, to be holding Bobby's body next to mine. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, that's all that Bobby left me. But if feeling good was easy, down when he sang the blues. Hey, feeling good was good enough for me. Mm-hmm. Good enough for me and my Bobby, yeah. La da da, la da da da, la da 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 da, la da 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 da, Bobby, yeah. La da 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 da, la da 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 da, la da 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 da, Bobby. La 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 la
Janis Joplin, me and Bobby McGee. Now, you've just heard a performance by Chloe Rose in Golden Dreams. Absolutely fantastic, don't you think, everyone?
It was amazing.
Yay! Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm going bright red.
You're going bright red. Well, you should do. It was absolutely brilliant.
Thank you.
Now, as well as singing, you also act.
Yes.
You're an actor, actress. Mm. And you've done quite a few different roles in the past, haven't you? And we've just actually been talking in the studio about a role you did at Lincoln Castle, actually, a while ago. Just tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, well, it was about sort of the first machine tanks that were created by the Missionettes, the women, and they had played a massive part in the World War One, and I think that's really important to remember. And, it told the story about a brother and sister, and he went off to the war, and he had, really suffered badly from it, the brother did. And I played leading lady as Nina, and I was creating the tanks, it was just incredible. It was in the Lincoln Castle grounds, and I was just describing earlier, there was a horse and carriage, and I got from the top of the hill from Lincoln Castle, and I said, any chance of a lift as far as Lincoln, because she's a bit more rough and tumble, the character, go straight down and burst into song, and this horse was beautiful. I just loved it.
But you wanted to take the horse home with
you. I did.
That role forever.
But it was just incredible, the atmosphere of it. And to do something like that, that's honouring, the World War, we're privileged to take part.
And of course, we are celebrating 100 years of the RAF, aren't we, as well? At the moment. So this year, there's been a lot of events. So I don't know, maybe you'll get to do something with that as well. That would be good.
Yes, please.
You're at the Lincolnshire show this year as well, aren't
you?
Yes,
on the 20th and 21st of June.
Yeah, so we might be able to, talk to you then.
Maybe back on Siren again. Yeah. Who knows? Fabulous station. Thank you very much.
Will you be performing your new single as well?
I will be performing Lungs, I'm very excited. It is on social media platforms. It's on iTunes, Spotify. If you search Chloe Rose, Chloe Rose, you'll find it on there.
Oh, have you got any other questions for Chloe, Hannah, at all?
I don't. I just want to say you're an absolutely amazing singer and a wonderful person.
Oh,
it's been a pleasure
to
chat with you today. And I hope you have all the greatest success and your dreams do come true, because you have the talent and you deserve it.
Thanks so much. You're lovely. I don't know what to say.
No, you have been absolutely fantastic. It's been great having you on the show. And Hannah, we have got to say goodbye to you as well, haven't we?
Yes.
You're going back home as well.
This is my last Siren show inside a studio for the foreseeable future, as I'm off home away from uni.
No,
so thank you for letting me come on your show, Tess.
Oh, that's all right. And I'll see you at graduation, Hannah, won't
I?
We do now actually have a Sound and Country Vision official Instagram page. So if you'd like to follow us on there, you'll see all the pictures from today. The wonderful Chloe Rose in her sash, it's Miss Lincolnshire. Thank you to everybody, Chloe again, Hannah, Alex, and to the listener.
All the fears they a fading truth and no regret. Broken thoughts that fill my head. But I saw you in my sleep. And I left you in my dreams. Oh, crashing. The slow.